Hey there, and welcome to another episode of 4-Day Weekends. It is officially autumn, and we are moving back into the energy where we are pulling back into ourselves, wrapping ourselves in a cozy blanket, and sipping our tea. All right, let's jump into today's episode. So I am recording this right after the autumn equinox. I spent a long walk on the beach yesterday, just moving into the energy. There is a lot of it happening. It was a new moon. It was a partial solar eclipse and the autumn equinox all rolled up into just a day or two. A lot of moving energy. And it does feel like we have just been slapped in the head and battered around for the last few weeks and maybe the last few months. It comes and goes in waves, it feels. And this is the latest wave with these eclipses. It has just felt really shaky and weird. Lots of things happening out in the world. And so I just wanted to talk about this season and about moving into this harvest. We've already moved into harvest. This is like the main harvest, right? We are looking around, starting to see some signs that autumn is here. The weather has cooled down a little bit for the most part. Some of the leaves are starting to fall, maybe where you are. And just there's a shift. It feels so different to me. It's hard to believe that it's so palpable this year. I have been banging on about the expansive energy of summer and how you want to get everything done. If you don't get to do something, you miss the window. And I really feel that the window is closing. It feels really different now when it comes to projects and starting new things, even though like our world doesn't stop. And myself, I am actually starting a new project that I'm moving into in October. But it's just a different energy than the big expansive energy of summer, where you just feel like you're stretching your wings and taking flight. To me, that's what it really feels like. So fall is a little bit different, where you just feel this, instead of this expansion energy, it is like the tide coming back in, if that makes sense. It's not completely in because we still have winter, but it is a gradual thing. And I think the nights are, like I said, getting a little bit cooler. The light is fading away. In fact, last night I said, oh my gosh, it's 7:25 and it is dark outside. So I guess it depends on where you live, what time if you're starting to see that, but it felt like all of a sudden, even though I know it's not all of a sudden, it's a very gradual thing that we finally look up and go, oh, it's already dark. I feel like in the summer, we're just going along so quickly. Things are happening that it's a gradual slowing down. And it is about harvest. It is about picking that low-hanging fruit. It's time to reap the rewards of what you have been building since spring. And look and see what is actually working in your life, in your business. What can you do more of that you can continue on this road of okay? You don't have to wait till December to look back at your year and see what worked and what didn't work and all of that, even though that is a good time. And the time when most of us start to really look, which maybe is a little before December, but I'm already thinking about next year because of my flower farm. So I have to think about spring. Now I have to start seeds, and I have spent the month of August and September creating a plan of marketing and a plan of outlets where my flowers will be sold. And based on that, I had to order seeds and I had to grow the right things to sell to the right people. So it's hard sometimes to look out and forecast basically 6 months in advance from when you have to start everything. So I've already got a jump on spring. And so maybe that's made me a little bit more thoughtful for the rest of what's going on in my world. Lots of changes, lots of endings. 2025 has been a year of endings. And if you're into numerology and astrology and all that, you probably are a lot more versed in it than me. But I know from the numerology that it adds up to be something that ends, that is a number of endings. And it really feels like this. Even though 2024 was also weird, 2025 has been the catalyst for so many things, and it was visioned to be that. So it's not really surprising, but it is when you're living it day to day rather than just saying, oh, it's going to be a volatile year and we're going to have this and that, and there's going to be revolution and there's going to be all these things happening, which we are still going through, and we still have to the end of 2025 for some more of these things to shake out. So I feel that if things have not been working in your life, that they're going to shake out one way or another. And I have seen that in many relationships, in marriages, in business, just in what you're carrying around as a person. I don't want to deal with this anymore. It's time to let go of things. And I just did this really interesting exercise about the 14 things you can let go of. And it feels really good. And even though a lot of them I'd already let go of, there were some big ones in there to just give ourselves grace and just stop carrying this old baggage around that no longer serves us, and making decisions about what it is time to let go of. And in my business, there's been some very weird things that have happened. Not really weird, but things that have happened over the last couple of years. And I am putting a pause in my coaching business. I'm going to continue doing the podcast, and I am going to be doing some things on the side. It's just going to be in the background a little bit more as I decide exactly which way I'm going. And like I said, I have a new project I'm working on through the end of the year that's going to keep me pretty busy, plus my flower business. So it's just on pause because it just feels that it's time for me to do that. So I can't ignore the signs, right? When we see so much happening right in front of us that the universe is telling you something, you have to listen eventually. So that's what I'm trying to do, and see which way it's going to lead me. Because evidently this way that I've been trying to go is not the way that I'm supposed to go, because I keep hitting dead ends and I keep having doors closed. And it's interesting because when you think this is the way you're supposed to go and this is the thing that's going to be it, and it's not, you feel a little lost and you feel like, what am I supposed to do? So that's why I'm not closing everything up. I'm not shutting everything down. I'm just pausing to see what path is going to open. You know, if you've been listening for a while, you've heard me talk about finding a different way to do marketing. Something that actually feels good instead of forcing yourself into tactics that just don't fit. But here's the thing. Until you actually experience what it feels like to market from your authentic self, it's just a nice idea. So I created this thing called the Sacred Marketing Activation. It's basically 20 minutes where I walk you through discovering what your natural marketing voice actually sounds like, not what some expert told you it should sound like, but what actually feels true to you. It's really for anyone who's tired of trying to squeeze themselves into another formula, another blueprint. And if you've ever felt like you'd have to put some kind of persona on every time you promote your business, this will help you find your way back to just being you. You can grab it at donnaashton.com/activation. All right, back to what we were talking about. And I think many a times we feel like we have to make permanent decisions. And sometimes we do. Sometimes it is time to move on. And then other times I'm not quite sure if that's the end, but we're just going to put a tab here. We can come back to this later. So that's what I'm doing right now in business because it just feels like this other of our opportunity has come in and has just easily fallen into my lap and is fallen into place. So we'll see how that goes. But I just want to give you guys updates on what's happening with me and what you might be going through too as we move into this autumn season. It is a time for pruning back. I know in my garden, I've been working on it since we've had some cooler weather, like the growth from spring and summer. It's now time to wrangle that back, cut some things, trim some things, grab the fruit, the vegetables. We still have peppers out there that are just abundantly coming on almost daily. So it is the time to harvest and to take what's in front of you and go, okay, this is what I've got. Whatever didn't sprout the way I thought about it, there's really not much I can do. And that's what I was saying with my business. The way I thought it was going to go, it did not go that way. And it's okay. It's not like it's too late, but it is. And you can't put out seeds to grow certain plants, even though I know I'm talking about I'm planting seeds for the spring. It's a little bit different. You can't plant tomato seeds in September, October. Like, it just is going to be too cold most of the places that you live, unless you're living in a really temperate climate. So there are things that we've just not missed the window of opportunity, but I feel like if you've tried something and it didn't go the way you wanted, didn't sprout up at all, didn't germinate, then perhaps it's not for you, or it's not for you now. We have these goals and we have these dreams and things that we want to do. And believe me, I have had them and I'm like, why do I keep wanting to do this? And it keeps not working. I have such a drive and such a need to do these events and things that I want to do. And they keep getting canceled because nobody wants to come, or it's just not working out with the venue, or there's different reasons. So I'm like, am I just not supposed to do these types of events? Am I just not supposed to do events? Even though I feel super called to do it, I'm like, either it's not meant this way or it's not meant at this time. So I feel like I've given my best shot to it. And again, it's going to put it on pause to just see what happens and how things unfold. It may not be exactly the way I thought it was going to go, or I may have needed to go down this road so that I can open my eyes to something else. When we have these goals, I know I'm very tenacious and you may be too. Got to stick to the plan, got to stick to the goal, got to stick to what I said what I was going to do in December of last year, in January. We are on these tracks. But what I heard for 2025 is don't make plans very far out. Just go maybe 90 days. And so I tried to do that and just go with the flow because I had already known it was going to be a very weird time in our business and in humanity. So creating a year-long plan or a five-year plan in your business could seem just like something that is just not going to work. And I think that it isn't going to work right now for most of us. So I'm just going with, okay, I'm just going to take that as a lesson. I feel like when I don't take it as a lesson and I just keep beating my head against the wall, that just doesn't make sense. I only have to be shot down a few times before I'm like, okay, this is not working. So what can I do? And if I've done everything I can, then I'm going to do that. Put a pin in it and let's just see what happens in 6 months. Or maybe I'm not meant to lead these type of events, but something else, a different type of event, or maybe it's my floral events, or maybe it's something completely different, which I think it might be as I'm moving into this new opportunity that had never even been an inkling in my head until August. And then something just landed into my lap. So you never know what's coming at you, and that may not be the end all be all either. I think that's just another stepping stone for the universe to say, come this way. This is a better, easier way for you. Let's do it over here. So that's what I'm doing, and I hope this makes sense for you. And if things feel scattered, jumbled, just hang on. I think once the rest of the eclipses are over in a couple weeks, we might have a little bit of a break, and then it's going to be another big time for everyone in December when we go through the winter solstice, which is supposed to be another big portal, another big energy shift. And I think we just have to be all right with not being completely set in our ways, which depending on your who you are, if you're a person that likes to have plans and likes to have everything set, you might really be having a issue with this. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go with the flow for the most part. I do like to have some kind of security, but I know right now that may not be the way. I'm just going with the flow as much as I can, staying in a high vibration and just going to see what the rest of autumn brings. And as we move into that winter solstice, what's going to happen during that time? So just go outside, enjoy a hot cup of coffee or tea, and enjoy the cooling temperatures. It's okay to slow your energy down. It's okay to feel that call to come back into ourselves, because that is what's happening this time of year. And that's what's happening with the energy, with the plants, with nature. So just look around if you're unsure. Take the clues from what's outside your window and get your feet on the grass outside and get a little bit of air. And I will talk to you next time.